By 10 p.m., I concluded that, despite my down jacket and fuzzy hat, I was underdressed. Not in the wearing cutoffs at a cocktail party sense, more like the if my teeth chatter any harder, they might crack sense. It was a cold, clear night last October. I huddled in a wooded backyard in Tofty along with half a dozen women from Wisconsin, whom I mentally dubbed the Eau Claires. The women had signed up for Bill Lane's Owling Field Session through North House Folk School. I dropped in to report on the saw-whet owl migration for Outdoor News. Lane, nicknamed Owlman, is a certified master bander and has been conducting owl surveys for 25 years. We joined his nightly vigil in hopes of meeting Aegolius acaticus, widely known as the northern saw-whet, Minnesota's smallest owl. Saw-whets wing south each fall from their boreal hunting grounds. They nosh on mice and other small rodents. Fully grown, they tip the scales at 4 ounces, like a stick of butter, but cuter. Lane's backyard sits amidst a bustling owl flight path from the Sawtooth Mountains down to the Lake Superior shore. For his research, he thinned an aerial corridor through the woods and strung mist nets across it, making a sort of surprise checkpoint on the Saw-whet Expressway. Mist nets are like volleyball nets, woven of ultra-fine filament and striped with long pouches. They are virtually invisible. To make the netted area extra enticing, Lane broadcasted a looped recording of saw-whet mating hoots, which sound like beeps. If you're out in the woods, said Lane, and you hear what sounds like a truck backing up, that's a saw-whet looking for love. Initially, I mistook the recording for some sort of radar device. He had already shown us his work table and explained the banding process. Now we waited. The woods around us were dark and deep and presumably lovely. Stars littered the sky like spilled diamonds. At last, a net check yielded 2 saw-whets. The Eau Claires and I hung back as Lane extricated them, but when he returned to the work table with empty hands and lumpy pockets, we hovered eagerly, the bitter cold forgotten. He unzipped his pocket and withdrew the first owl of the night. The saw-whet was the size of a bratwurst bun. It clacked its beak, a token objection to the proceedings, but did not struggle, just batted long lashes over its big yellow eyes. My latent maternal instincts lurched to life. "Aw," I squealed, voice 3 octaves higher than usual. If you don't say "aw" when you see a saw-whet, you probably don't have a soul. I was smitten. Rather than release this owl into the clutches of nature red in tooth and claw, I wanted to smuggle it home, christen it Oliver, and love it forever and ever. Lane checked the owl's itty-bitty legs for bands. Nada. Weighed it using a handheld scale dangling a Crown Royal bag. Measured wing cord and tail length, and noted molt patterns on its feathers. Older feathers show fading and wear. Lastly, he fitted the saw-whet with a size 4 band. Bird bands bear serial numbers, phone numbers, and web addresses for reporting. One of the Eau Claires released the first saw-whet. My chance came later. Just as Lane had showed us, I held the saw-whet like an ice cream cone, immobilizing its wings and legs. Big yellow eyes gazed at me. Blink, blink. My heart constricted. This wasn't a wild animal. This was a Muppet. This was Shirley Temple in owl form. Cute didn't begin to cover it. The presence of onlookers scuttled my sneak the saw-whet home plan. I scanned the surrounding trees for barred owls, who will prey on saw-whets given the chance, then, reluctantly, opened my hand. The saw-whet lay there for a moment. Blink. Then it realized it was free. Feathers and feet scrabbled on my palm. In a hubbub of wings, the saw-whet flitted into the blackness. I smiled. Farewell, Oliver. This is Shelby Gonzalez for WTIP.